蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。不知道朋友你有没有发现呢、啊？最近的几年呢，无论是国内还是国外，都出现一个同样的情况，那就是夫妻之间的离婚率不断的在攀升，离婚的比例越来越高。那我想，不仅仅是说我们从这个社会的发展呢，或者说文化潮流上面找一些的问题，从根本上来看，我觉得还是因为我们不知道怎么样去经营家庭的关系，或者说我们还没有学习到如何与人建立亲密的关系。所以说随着离婚率不断的攀升呢，很多有关于情感类的咨询服务相关的课程啊，包括很多书籍呢，也都应运而生，销量都还不错。而李诺一直了解到有一本书在基督徒的圈子里边，对于很多人来说都是很不错的一本有关如何学习怎样爱人、怎样爱自己、怎样建立亲密关系的书。这本书就叫做《爱的五种语言》。这本书的销量一直是很不错的。在今天的蓝天绿洲呢，查尔斯就特别的邀请到了这本书的作者盖瑞·查普曼博士，一同在节目当中探讨有关于爱的话题。当然呢，李诺照例呢邀请到我的好朋友梁天禄呢帮我来进行这个对话的演绎。我们一起来进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
Gary, my brother in the Lord, I only get to see you about once a year, but I hope you're well. You are famous for the five love languages, and a lot of versions of that book have come out since then. Where did this idea of five love languages come from?
主内弟兄 Gary, 大概每年只见你一次，希望你一切都好。你写了《爱的五种语言》这本书，因而名声大噪，翻译成不同的文字。你这个五种爱的语言的想法是怎么来的呢？
You know, Charles, it really grew out of my counseling office. I've been counseling for many, many years now, mainly marriage and family. And I would have so many couples through the years who would sit in my office. One of them would say about the spouse, I just feel like he doesn't love me or she doesn't love me. And the other would say, I don't understand that.I do this and this, why would you not feel loved?
这其实是从我的咨询室里出来的，查尔斯。这许多年来，我主要做的是婚姻或家庭咨询的工作。这么多年当中，有数不清的夫妇曾经来到我的办公室坐下，其中一个就说了，我觉得我丈夫不爱我，或是我觉得我妻子不爱我。他们的配偶就会说了，真是莫名其妙，我为你做这个又做那个，你为什么觉得我不爱你呢？
And I knew people were sincere, but they were missing each other emotionally. And this happened again and again. And so eventually, I thought I'm going to take some time and I'm going to read notes that I made when I was counseling people and ask myself this question. When someone said in my office, I feel like my spouse doesn't love me, what did they want?What were they complaining about? And their answers fell into five categories.
我知道他们都很真诚，只是他们在情感上还是不能够满足对方。而这样的事呢，就一再发生。终于我想到，我得花些时间来看一看我做咨询时所写的记录，并问自己一个问题：当这些人来到我的办公室说，我觉得我的另一半不爱我的时候，他们到底想要什么呢？他们到底在埋怨些什么呢？然后我就发现他们的答案可以分为五大类。
Wow.
And I later called them the five love languages. So I started using that concept in my counseling, you know, that what makes you feel loved doesn't necessarily make her feel loved. So if you want her to feel love, you've got to learn her love language. And if she wants him to feel love, she's got to learn his love language. And people would sit there and kind of the lights would come on, and I would help them discover each other's love language and challenge them to go home and speak it. They would come back sometimes, Charles, in 3 weeks and say, Gary, this is changing everything.
后来我就把这些称作爱的五种语言，我开始把这个观念运用在我的咨询工作中，就是让你觉得被爱的情况并不一定让妻子觉得被爱。你想让她感觉到你爱她，那么你就得要学习她的爱的语言。如果妻子想让丈夫感觉到被爱，就必须学会她的爱的语言。那些人似乎恍然大悟，然后我再继续帮助他们发现另一半的爱的语言，并且挑战他们回家去运用。几个星期后，他们再来见我的时候就说了，盖瑞，情况完全改观了。
The whole climate's different now. We feel loved.
他们说，现在的气氛完全不同了，我们都感觉到被爱了。
And then I started using it in small groups. And the same thing happened in small groups.
Wow. 然后我开始在小组里边运用这个观念，同样产生了很好的效果。
So probably 5 years later, I thought, you know, if I could put this concept in a book, write it in the language of the common person, maybe I could help a lot of couples I would never have time to see in my office. Little did I know, the book would sell now 12 million copies in English and be translated and published in 50 languages around the world.
大约五年后，我想到如果能够把这个观念写出来，用一般人都能懂的字句来去表达，或许就能够帮助到那些我们有时间接见的人。我怎么也没有想到，这本书到现在呢，会卖出1200万本的英文版，又被翻译成50种不同的语言，在世界各地出版。
Do you think there are other love languages?
你认为除了这五种，还有别的爱的语言吗？
You know, people have often asked me that. In fact, some have suggested a sixth love language. One man said, the sixth love language is chocolate.
我告诉你，常常有人问我这个问题，甚至有人提出了第六种爱的语言。他说，第六种爱的语言就是巧克力。
I said, well, if they bought it, it's a gift. If they made it, it's an act of service. Another guy said, the sixth love language is going shopping with my wife.I said, well, it sounds to me like that's a dialect of quality time. She wants you with her doing something she enjoys doing. So I'm not saying there's not a sixth love language, but in 20-some years now, one has not surfaced that I feel is really a valid additional language. Many dialects, of course, within all of these languages.
我说，如果这个巧克力是买的，那就属于礼物了。如果是自己做的，就是属于服务的行动。又有一位男士说，第六种爱的语言就是陪妻子逛街购物。我说，那么对我而言，这属于精心时刻语系中的方言。你妻子希望你陪她一起做她感到开心的事。我的意思不是说不可能有第六种爱的语言。不过，在我20多年的经验中，并没有新的发现。有很多方言倒是真的，他们都可以归类在这五种语言中的其中一种。
Meet me here, draw me near. This is my prayer in my home every day. Rule and reign, Lord, have your way. Every moment I'm living, every breath that I'm giving, let it be love that fills my soul.So
just for the one person listening out there, and actually it's a lot of people, who have never heard the five love languages before, you better run us through them.
为了那些没听过五种爱的语言的人，请你再跟我们解释一下吧。
Sure, one of them is words of affirmation. You look nice in that outfit. Really appreciate what you did. One of the things I like about you is it's just looking for things that you can verbally affirm. You can write the words, speak the words. I guess you could sing the words if you like.
好的，一种是肯定的言辞，例如你这身打扮很好看呀，我很欣赏你做的这些事，我很喜欢你的，等等。就是要找出你可以用言语来去表达的赞赏之处来，可以用写的或者是说的，如果你愿意的话，用唱的也可以。
For some people, this is what makes them feel loved. A second love language is gifts. It's universal to give gifts.
对某些人来说，这种方式呢，能够让他们感觉到被爱。那么第二种的爱的语言则是礼物，用礼物来表达爱是非常普遍的方式。
And I like to say, it doesn't have to be an expensive gift.
Right.
而且我要指出，礼物不一定要很贵重。
It really is the thought that counts, you know. And then a third love language is acts of service, doing something for them that you know they would like for you to do. In a marriage, that would be such things as cooking a meal, washing dishes, vacuuming floors, walking the dog, washing the car, mowing the grass, changing the baby's diaper. Ooh, big act of service. you know the old saying, actions speak louder than words?
Mm-hmm.
重要的是礼物所包含的心思。那么第三种爱的语言就是服务的行动，为对方做些他们希望你做的事。在婚姻中，这些事可能是帮忙煮一顿饭、洗碗、清洗地板、遛狗、洗车、除草、帮宝宝换尿片，都是很棒的服务行动。所谓坐而言不如起而行。
It's true for these people. It's not true for everyone. But if this is your love language, actions will speak louder than words. And then there's quality time. Giving the person your undivided attention. I do not mean sitting on the couch watching television.
这句话对这类人来说很有道理，但对其他人就未必了。不过，如果这是你的爱的语言，行动呢，确实比说话有效。另一种爱的语言就是精心时刻，就是把特别的注意力放在对方身上。这个当然不是指两个人坐在沙发上一起看电视。
Someone else has your attention. TV off, looking at each other and talking to each other, or taking a walk down the road and talking, or going out to eat, assuming that you talk. So giving them your quality time. And then number five is physical touch. And we've long known the emotional power of physical touch.
要专注在对方身上，就要关掉电视，看着对方，彼此交谈，或是到外边散步，边走边聊，也可以出去吃东西，一边谈心。这就是给对方精心的时刻了。第五种爱的语言就是身体的接触，身体接触带动情感，这是我们一向都知道的。
In a marriage, that would be such things as holding hands, kissing, embracing, the whole sexual part of marriage, arm around the shoulder, driving down the road, you put your hand on their leg, just affirming touches.And the basic idea, Charles, as you know, is that out of the five, each of us has what I call a primary love language. One speaks more deeply than the other four. And if you don't speak the person's primary love language, they will not feel loved, even though you're speaking some of the other languages. So it's helping couples learn how to do what they really want to do, and that is express love and keep what I call the emotional love tank full. And when it's full, life is beautiful.
夫妻之间就包括了牵手、亲吻、拥抱、性生活、搂搂肩膀，或是开车时把一只手放在另一半的腿上等等，要确实的身体接触才算。
Gary, what I want you to do is I want you to bring Christianity into what are, I believe, five truths of relationship.
Gary, 我希望你能把基督信仰带进这五种爱的语言当中。
Yeah, well, you know, Charles, I think we're made in the image of God. And the Bible says of God, God is love. That is one of the descriptions of the nature of God is love.
Yes.
当然，我们是按着神的形象造的。圣经说神就是爱，就表示神的其中一种属性就是爱。
对。
He genuinely loves us. I mean, that's the whole story of the cross. He sent Christ to die for us. And I think as humans made in God's image, our deepest emotional need is the need to feel loved. Now, the most important relationship is our relationship with God. And deep inside every person, there's this longing that there must be something or someone out there. Even those who say they don't believe in God, they're still reading spiritual things. They're thinking there's something beyond the material world.
神真心爱我们，我指的是十字架的故事。神差基督来为我们死，而且我认为，既然我们是按着神的形象造的，我们最深的情感需要应该就是希望感觉到被爱。那么这样，最重要的关系就是我们跟神的关系。在每个人内心深处都有这种渴望，就是一定有某一个人或者是某种事物存在在这个物质世界之外。就算是那些说自己不信神的人，也会有这种灵性上的追求。
And on the human level, almost everyone agrees, Christian and non-Christian, that the deepest emotional need we have as humans on the human level is to feel loved by the significant people in our lives. And if you do feel loved, like if, for example, if children feel loved by their parents, they grow up emotionally healthy. But if the love tank is empty and they feel like their parents don't love them, they grow up with many internal struggles. And in the teenage years, they will go looking for love, typically in all the wrong places.
在人的层面来看，几乎每个人包括基督徒和非基督徒都认同，我们人类最深的情感需求就是要感觉到被某一个我们生命中特别重要的人所爱。如果你确实感觉到被爱，例如，如果小孩感觉到父母爱他，他们的情绪就能够健康的成长。但是，如果小孩子没有感觉到父母的爱，那么在成长过程中就会产生很多内心挣扎。到了青春期，他们就会寻找爱。而且通常都会找错地方。
And the same thing's true of marriage. If you're married, the person you would most like to love you is your spouse. If you feel loved by your spouse, then you can process all the rest of life, the conflicts, the good, the bad, you can process it much easier if you feel loved. I think, Charles, that the advantage that a Christian has in terms of loving each other on the human level is by nature, we love people who love us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
在婚姻里也是同样的道理，如果你结婚了，你最希望能爱你的人就是你的配偶了。如果你感觉到配偶爱你，你就能够顺利地度过人生的各种冲突，好事或者是坏事。当你觉得被爱，任何情况都比较容易去面对。我想基督徒有一个优势，就是我们的本性就是爱那些爱我们的人。
是。
So if our spouse is kind and loving to us, then we are kind and loving to them.
所以，如果我们的配偶对我们和善又关爱，我们也会想要同样对待他。
We want to love back.
我们会想回应他的爱呀。
But divine love loves the unlovely. You know, Christ died for us while we were sinners.
但是属天的爱会爱那些不可爱的，对吧？因为基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死了。
And so the Bible says the love of God is poured in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So we have the ability to love a spouse who's not lovely, to love a next door neighbor who's not lovely, to love a child, even an adult child who maybe has turned against us. And so we have outside help in order to love people who are not lovely.
而且圣经说，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。因此，我们有能力爱那些不怎么可爱的配偶，也有能力爱一个不怎么可爱的邻居，能去爱会顶撞我们的孩子。我们基督徒有外来的助力，使我们去爱那些不可爱的人。
If I sang the songs the angels sing, if I grasped the depths of everything,Though the mysteries of this world were mine, I'm nothing without love. I could give to every child in need.
I could save the planet from our greed. I could stand for justice till I bleed and never know his love. Love is patient, love is kind, not envious or boastful. Humble, pure, and undefiled, rejoicing in the truth. I could give my money to the poor. I could preach the gospel door to door. Even save 1,000 souls or more, and still not know his love.
在今天这样的一个节目，在这样的一个对话的内容当中，你会有什么样的收获呢？坦白说呢，在李诺刚开始要跟自己的太太处理关系的时候呢，我就一直很想说学习一些相关的课程，像爱的五种语言呢，还有婚姻的意义啊等等，这些书都是在当时的考虑范围之内。包括后来还特别跟太太一起来学习了圣经当中恋爱也好婚姻也好的一些原则标准的课程。事实上这个过程对我们来说是很有帮助的，因为虽然是两个人相处的过程当中不断的去磨合彼此的性格，但是说到底，如果我们在真理上，我们在神的话语上装备不足的话，有很多的东西都很难执行的下去。就是你意识到这是问题的所在，但是你没有办法去解决，也没有力量去解决。就像 Gary 今天在节目当中特别提到的，就是说基督的爱是一种牺牲的爱，而且我们内心的那种需要的被爱的感觉呢，也是从神而来的。那因为这样呢，我们就必须要明确，爱在我们的生命当中是非常非常重要的，不仅是对我自己是重要的，对别人也是重要的。那基于这一点来说，我们就知道，我们进入一个恋爱的关系，或者说进入一个婚姻的关系的时候呢，爱它不只是一个先决条件，就是说不是说因为爱两个人才在一起，而是说因为有爱呢，彼此的关系才能越来越紧密。这就意味着说，无论两个人的关系发展到哪一个地步，来自真理的爱呢，都是一个非常坚实的基础，而且是一直不可或缺的。所以真的是在当代这个社会当中，可能人与人之间的这个感情维系呢是比较艰难的，或者说我们都彼此缺乏一个安全感和信任度，那么有关爱的学习就尤为重要了。如果朋友你还没有读过《爱的五种语言》这本书呢，建议你可以找一本，或者说直接买一本可以来读一读。当然更重要的是，我们从这个书中去看到圣经的真理，看到神在我们生命当中所预备的，所带领的那种对爱的渴慕，对爱的追求。其实圣经也是告诉我们，神他自己就是爱，而我们在追求爱的同时呢，也是在追求神自己。
I could save the planet from our greed.
I could stand for justice till I bleed and never know his love. Love is patient, love is kind, not envious or boastful. Humble, pure, and undefiled, rejoicing in the truth. I could give my money to the poor. I could preach the gospel door to door. Even save 1,000 souls or more, and still not know his love.
欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你在收听节目过程当中的感受。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。
When the finest words have passed away and the best we have is yesterday, there is one thing that is here to stay, his never failing love, his never failing love.